How's everybody doing?
Good.
Man, you know what? I love snow. I guess all I can say, I just love snow. Yesterday we were playing with it. Myself and Pastor Corey went for a little ride out in Kekabeka. And today I woke up at 5:30 this morning, and I was pushing by about 6:30. And then I got the driveway here cleared up a little bit. But praise God, the Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen. And so I consider myself very blessed when it snows. Amen. Some of y'all might not like it. Well, praise God. We're going to see who's got stronger faith for snow. So far, I'm winning. I'm joking. All right. Well, we're going to continue on our conversation that we were having on Wednesday night. How many of you were here Wednesday night? That's good. And so we were talking about, you know, don't go focusing on your storms. And so today we're going to continue on our conversation. Well, what happens when you don't focus on your storm? When you don't focus on your storm. You see, you're always going to have storms. You're always going to have situations. You're always going to have tests, trials, all those things. We live on an earth with a curse. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, we're going to have snowstorms. We're going to have we're going to have issues, friction with people. We're going to have arguments. We're going to have things that's going to pop up. But now the way you handle those determines your outcome. Amen? So this is what we're talking about here this morning. And so, like I said, on Wednesday we were talking about this, and our text was found in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 23. And we're talking about how Jesus was walking on the water, and he frightened the living daylights out of his disciples. They were caught in a storm. And then when they realized who it was Jesus. Peter is like, well, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come, and I'll come walk on the water with you. And so, what took place? Well, Jesus spoke to him and said, come on. And so that's what Peter did. Now, the storm was still raging around him. The storm was still crazy. The wind was howling. The waves were rocking back and forth. And it was still a nasty, nasty weather. Peter got out, started walking. And as he was walking towards Jesus, he was focused on Jesus. But all of a sudden, Scripture tells us that he lost his focus. And he started looking at the wind and the rain and the waves and the water that was splashing on him. And he got afraid. He lost his focus, and when he lost his focus on the Lord, he started to sink. Amen? Amen? And so that's not a good feeling when you get a sinking feeling, is it? I had a sinking feeling yesterday, didn't I, Pastor Corey? We were on the snow machines out in Kekabeka, and we were, we pride ourselves in being very safe riders. You know, we've been riding for a long time, and yesterday, our experience and, all of our training, I guess, we've had over the years of riding was tested. When I decided I was going to act like Moses and split the Red Sea on my snow machine. When we're crossing over a river, well, the river opened up. It wasn't my day. I had snow to plow, so we weren't staying there. Hallelujah. So we broke through on the ice opened up, and here I am, and I just throttled it out in the name of Jesus, and we took off, sir, and we made it out. And Corey, the look on Pastor Corey's face was a sure shock, and I was like, I don't know what just happened, but that was interesting. But praise God, we got out, amen. And the scary thing was is that there was, what, three or four guys went over the exact same spot, not 30 seconds before us. And so, praise God, the Lord was looking after. So that was a bit of a sinking feeling right there when you see the ice separate in front of you. You know, snow machines are made for snow, you know. They're not made for necessarily being a submarine, you know. I love the water, but I don't love it that much, put it that way. It wasn't a boat, but we got over, hallelujah. But I can get along with that. Understand that sinking feeling that Peter would have, you know, the worry, the stress. He started focusing on those situations around him. So, but here's the cool thing. I'm just doing a quick recap so we get everyone back up on the same page. So here's what happened. Soon as Peter realized what he was doing, that he had forgot what he was doing, and he took his focus off of Jesus, he started to sink. He cried out, Jesus, save me. And the Scripture says, instantly, Jesus grabbed him. Instantly. You cry out the name of Jesus, instantly. There's a reaction. Jesus pulled Peter up from the waves, and they both walked back to the ship. And when they stepped back into the boat, guess what? The storm had stopped. Amen? Now you see, there's a lot of cool points in that story. There's a lot of very interesting things there. You think about it, even when you're going through a storm, great things can still happen. Because when the storm was raging, Jesus was walking on the water. When the storm was still raging, Peter went for a stroll on the water with Jesus. When the storm was raging, Jesus showed salvation. When the storm was raging, they walked back to the ship on the water. I don't care who you are. Being able to walk on water even when it's calm is pretty cool. But to walk on the water when it's stormy, that's pretty awesome. And even though the storm was still raging, miracles were still happening. And so it doesn't matter where you are in your life, what storm you are facing, miracles can still happen where you are. Now, that's kind of exciting when you think about it, because some storms we're going through can be pretty big. Some storms we're facing can be, you know, it might seem like it's a heavy burden. But it doesn't matter who you are, where you're at, or what you're going through, Jesus got you. Sometimes we forget that. A long time ago, I'd done a series talking about superheroes. You remember that? I came dressed up as Superman and all those things. We were talking about extraordinary life. And so you think about this. When you quit focusing on the storm and you focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, well, then you're getting yourself out of the muck and the mire. You're forgetting about the garbage that's going on, and you're starting to walk in the fullness thereof. You're going to start walking into the life that God had ordained and set before you, which is considered an extraordinary life. Are you listening to me this morning, church? You see, ladies and gentlemen, we were designed for so much more than being sick and being broke and being depressed and being sad. We were designed to just not be satisfied with the status quo. We were designed to be super. Oh, yeah. Totally. Look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let's turn over there. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Pastor Dave, what version you got back there? You got Amplified? Just give us the Amplified. Here we go. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything, the creeping thing that creeps on earth. Not only are you created super, you're created in the likeness of God. When you look in the mirror, you say, boy, I'm good looking. Turn to your neighbor and say, wow, you're good looking. Wow, you're good looking. When people look at you, they should see attributes of God in your life. Because you were created in the likeness of Him. Now, that is exciting when you think about that. But not only were you created in the likeness of God, you were also given authority. Woo! In Bible school, I teach a class, The Believer's Authority. And we have a lot of fun in that class, isn't that right, alumni? We've learned a lot of good stuff in that class, haven't we? We've had a hoot and hollering time in there, man. We've learned about who we are in Christ and what we're capable of doing and what we have authority over. Now, put that scripture verse back up there again, Pastor Dave, sorry. Then God said, let us make man in our image. Now, our image, who's he talking about? Now, this is kind of interesting because this is actually showing Jesus in the Old Testament too. Even back then, even before Jesus was on the earth, Jesus was around. And so was the Holy Spirit. Because this is who he's talking about here. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three of them. So God had the conversation, and he said, let us make man in our image. God broke. God sick. God go without? No. Definitely not. Not one little bit. And we're made in the likeness thereof. We were designed for something so much more. More than what we can ever imagine. This year, me and my wife, we've decided to do some different things in our lives. And we've really changed up, you know, the way things that we're focusing on. And, you know, we're setting different goals for our life, you know. And we've discovered in this short time that 2018 has already been in that we have been designed to do some pretty cool stuff and that we're capable of doing some pretty cool, awesome things. Amen? And so we've set some different goals for ourselves to be a little more financially better off for ourselves. So we've made some changes in the way that we do things. And we've already seen increase take place in 2 months of 2018. Hallelujah. You know, when you start changing things around, when you start thinking different things, when you start studying different things, okay? When you start looking at different things. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and expect a different outcome, you're crazy. Because you got to figure out, you got to think about this. If I'm doing the same thing for the last 25, 30 years and I haven't got no further ahead or done anything better, well, maybe it's time to change it up a little bit. You know? And this is now, the same thing applies to us Christians. If we only go to church on a Sunday and we stand up, sit down, praise God every once in a while, but then we don't change our lifestyle throughout the week, and we expect great and mighty things to happen in our life, but we're not putting nothing else in. We're not spending time in God's Word, and we're not doing the training. We're not reading the Word. We're not reading books. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. But yet we expect other things to take place in our lives, but nothing's happening. Well, we got to shake ourselves for a minute. We can get complacent in our lives. And then when a storm arises, and we're wondering, well, why is this storm taking so long? Why am I struggling in this? Why is this not here? Well, you're supposed to do something all along. This is a lifestyle. This is the way we live. We live an extraordinary life. We have to know who we are in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are not the same person that we used to be. Once we accepted Jesus into our life, our lives changed. And I just don't mean just a little change. I mean a full change. We need to change the way that we think. Now, it takes a lot of work to do that. But you see, we have to do something. If I want the snow to get moved out of the church parking lot, I'm just not going to stand out there and just kind of stare at it, you know, think about it. I got to get out and do something. I got to go jump in my old truck, and I got to go fire that thing up. And I got to go and make sure the plow is working right. And then I got to go drive around for a couple hours bouncing off snowbanks. You got to do the work. You got to get stuck a few times. Amen? Sometimes in the midst of your work, you're going to face uphill battles. You're going to face situations. Come on now. I'm speaking real to you this morning. But the encouraging thing is, no matter what you do, it's great to see, even though I've been stuck out in this parking lot, I've had to get towed out by Pastor Ken. But when you're doing your work and you succeed, and you actually see the fruit of your labor. Come on now. People can come to church when everything else is shut down. Faith City Church will be open. Yeah. Amen? So when things are going down the tubes in your life, but you've done the work, and you've put the work, and you've put the effort in, you've put Jesus on the inside of you, you've put the Word on the inside of you, when everything might seem like it's falling apart around you, you're standing firm. You're like a lighthouse on a hill. You're a beacon of hope, a beacon of light. Come on now. And you will overcome. You will succeed in life. You are more than a conqueror, Scripture tells us.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? I'm going to preach myself happy here. Wake myself up. I've been up since 5:30 this morning. Praise God. If you're not going to wake up, I'm going to wake myself up. Come on now. I need to get to my notes. Oh, my Lord. It's amazing to look at and think of the great things that God has done for us, even though we are not deserving of it. But He loves us so much. Wow, that's cool. You know, Superman is one of my most favorite superheroes. I really like Superman. Okay? He got a big S on his chest. You know, wears that cape. I can do without the spandex or whatever it is, the tights. Could do without that a little bit. But I like that he's the type of, you know, the way that he's portrayed in the movies and in the comics and stuff. You know, he's a gentleman. And the stuff that he's capable of doing is pretty cool. But then you think about it, how God designed us. Superman can jump over mountains, jump over tall buildings. He can jump over them. You know what we can do? We can move them. Mark 11, 22. 23, 24. You see, you speak to a mountain. You speak to that situation. You speak to that storm. You say it'd be cast into the sea. Guess where it's going? See, Superman, he's pretty super. He can jump over that stuff, but we can move it out of the way. Woo! But yet we're too busy focusing on our little storms. We're too busy focusing on the negative things. You know? Some of you know, you see my post that I put up this week, and the last 2 years I've been dealing with some issues with my elbow, and then back in November, I had that lovely little surgery, and they took a nerve off my elbow and shoved it up inside my arm further. And, you know, it was 2 years of struggling. I was losing feeling in my fingers and stuff like that, and that was a real storm. And that was a storm on a couple different levels. First of all, the devil was having a heyday with me and saying, you're supposed to be a man of faith, and here you are. You've got to go under the knife. What type of pastor are you? Another one that I was going through was a physical thing. I was in pain. It was hurting. Up to the week before my operation, me and my wife, we were working together. We were insulating our garage, and I'd work for about 10, 15 minutes, and I'd have to stop. I'd lose all feeling in the bottom fingers and bottom part of my arm, and then it would start aching and paining, and it was just nightmarish. It was getting worse and worse and worse. And then, you know, the devil's still having a heyday with my head and putting all these lies. But you know what? The devil's a liar. And yes, I did have an operation. It was an instantaneous healing. I did have an operation. The doctor said, Steve, what's going to end up happening is that, you know what, the numbness will subside, but it probably won't get any better than what it is. We've stopped it, and it's probably not going to reverse itself. So that means you're still going to have some numbness. You're still going to have pain every now and then, but it can't get any worse. And so I was, in my mind, I was getting ready to settle. But then after the fact, I started thinking, I'm like, that's not what God designed for me. And so I started thinking to myself and started believing. I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to be healed. This is going to be taken care of. This is going to be done. You know, I'm not going to have no issues with this. Now, I had the operation, and they done it. I got a beautiful scar here, 21 staples later. But this past Thursday was my last physio appointment. And that they looked at me, and they said, Steve, they said, you know what? You've done fantastic. I said, yes. I said, I haven't had no more than 2 minutes total combined of numbness in my fingers since I've had the operation. I said, I have no pain in my fingers or arm whatsoever. It's just where the incision was. That's just a little tender. Of course, they move stuff around on the inside, you know. But praise God, my arm is getting stronger. I'm able to do stuff. I've spent the last 3 weeks working on my house and doing things, you know. I got strength. Look. The moment I woke up from the operation, the nurse looked at me. She said, do this and can tell me if you can feel your fingers. So as soon as I wake up from the operation, I started doing this. She goes, can you feel your fingers? I said, yeah. I said, wait a minute, I can feel my fingers. She looked at me. She goes, are you serious? I said, yeah. I said, I can move them. Everything is good. From the very moment I woke up, the Lord was doing something. And so you know what? And then I started teasing the devil and saying, you're a liar, devil. I went back shortly after I had the operation for a follow-up appointment with my doctor, with the surgeon. He looked at me and said, Steve, he said, so how you doing? I said, doctor, I said, I am doing fantastic. I want to thank you very much for doing such a great job. He goes, pardon me? I said, you know what? I said, I'm doing great. I said, I've had very little numbness, none at all, really. And he looked at me, he's like, but, you know, we stopped it. You know, you're supposed to still have some. I said, no, I got none whatsoever. And he laughed. I said, yeah. I said, God is good. And he looked at me. He said, good. He said, well, I'm glad I don't have to see you again. Yeah. I said, I am too. But praise God. You see, I went through that storm. And it was painful. It was annoying. And the devil kept whispering lies to me. But hallelujah. That when you stand firm and you know who you are, and it was, you know what, if it wasn't for the teaching that we get from this church and the foundation that I have, I'm sure it'd be a lot worse. There's many testimonies in this building. Amen? This woman's alive today because, you know, she went through a crazy storm. But hallelujah, Miss Kathy is alive here today. Amen? She should be dead. Her husband should have been dead. You know? You just can't kill him. That's awesome. Praise God. Praise God. Because even though you're in the storm, miracles still happen. When a storm is raging, Jesus was walking on the water. Because we were designed for an extraordinary life. We were not designed to be down and broke. This is good stuff, man. I'm preaching myself happy. Man. Well, turn over your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Let's see here. You guys got it for me? Now, this is kind of, I really like this scripture verse. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we got, here on earth, they got this thing. You belong to a certain country. You have citizenship. And actually, this week, I believe, what was it, like 38 or 68 or something new Canadians in here in Thunder Bay? Was it 68? 38? I'm getting my 38? New Canadians, you know? And they're citizens of Canada now. Well, once we became born again, we received dual citizenship. One for this place called Canada we live, but the best one that we have, which trumps them all, is the one for heaven. And so if we're a citizen of heaven once we become born again, well, then there's a whole bunch of cool things that comes with that. You see, as a Canadian, we have lots of rights and freedoms. You know, praise God. I'm glad we live in Canada. I'm a proud Canadian. Amen? Eh? I'm a very proud Canadian. I'm probably too proud sometimes. But I love Canada. I love our land. I love what God has done here and what God is going to do here. It angers me to see that man try and ruin what God has ordained. Because Canada, as far as I'm concerned, is the greatest nation in the world. You hear me? And God has big plans. And you know, but with that, we have a lot of rights and a lot of freedoms. It's wonderful that we can come together here this morning and that we can worship Jesus freely without the fear of someone busting through the door and us getting arrested or getting shot. Amen? That's exciting that we know we get to vote on things. You know, that we get to, you know, we got decent education. We got decent, well, I was going to say roads, but not really. But, you know, we could do different things. But, you know, okay, we got a lot of good things here in Canada for us. But what's even better is that we are citizens of heaven. And so Scripture tells us that God has blessed or gave to Jesus every spiritual blessing. He transferred everything over to Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross and he ascended back into heaven, everything that God has, he gave unto Jesus. And because we are connected to Jesus, now just follow me for a second. Jesus is the head of the church, right? He's the head. The head. And then we are referred to as the body. Can you separate the two?
No.
A body has got to be connected to a head. A head's got to be in order for it to be useful. If not, well, you just got a mess. So then if we are the body of Christ, and God gave Jesus all authority, all spiritual blessings, everything, does that not also pertain to me and you also because we are connected to Jesus?
Yes.
So why do we choose not to live it out? You see, as citizens of heaven, once we became born again, we get connected to Jesus. And this place where we're staying right now, this is only a rental. We're only staying here. Okay? Our fixed address is heaven.
Amen.
Once we became born again. And because that's a part of that extraordinary life, you see? But if we focus on these storms, and we're not focusing on these things, look what we're missing out on. If all we focus on is going to the doctor or going to the bank and the bank's going to laugh at us or, you know, wondering where the next meal is going to come from or wondering where this is going to happen or if our kids are this or this or this or this or this, you know, we got a million different stresses and pressures coming in from a million different directions. Come on now. And we're focusing on those things. We're stressing ourselves out and we're making our blood pressure go up for no reason. You hearing me this morning?
Amen.
See, we need to be focusing on these important things that God has for us. Like I said, Superman, pretty cool dude. But he can only jump over buildings. We can move them. We can move mountains. All right. John 15, John chapter 15, verse 19. It tells us that if we were from this world, we would be accepted. Now, unfortunately, people, you know, not always our beliefs and what we stand for and our faith in Christ is not always accepted. Here in our own country, people don't necessarily like church folk. Sad. But that's okay. That's okay. Because here's the thing. Even though they might not accept us, because that's a good thing, because we're supposed to be different, set apart. You know that song they used to sing? One of these things are not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. When you walk into a crowd of people and they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing, can people spot the difference in you? Are you a shining light? Or are you blending in? When I was in high school, I was a professional blender-inner. I just made that word. Man, I would go with the flow, man. Whatever these guys were doing, I wanted to hang out with them. Well, I just kind of blend in. I'd do what they were doing. Yeah, I was a church boy, supposedly, but I wasn't necessarily living for God the way that I was. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done a lot of things that I shouldn't have done. But you see, God forgives us, and all he had to do, like when Peter was drowning that time, when Peter was walking on the water and he started to sink and he shouted out the name of Jesus, you know what? That's all we have to do. Jesus, help me. And he's going to rescue you. He's going to pull you out. And then you got to smarten up. It's not Jesus is not going to smarten you up. You got to smarten you up. So a lot of times we expect the Lord to do all the work in our lives. Well, he's going to give you all the tools that you need to do the work. Amen? A few years back, actually, quite about 10 years ago now, I was working in the oil patch, and I didn't have to take the tools with me. The place that I worked, they had all the tools for me. You know? Well, it was kind of cool because I showed up to work. I didn't have to have my own stuff. They had the tools there for me to do the work. Well, that's the way it is. The Lord gives us the tools so that we're able to do the things that we need to do. Amen? Amen. That's good. That's good. Anybody getting anything out of this morning?
Yeah.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I'm giving you lots of scriptures here this morning. How many people of faith are in here? How many faith people do we have in this place? Five, six, seven? How many faith people do we have in this place this morning? Are you awake, asleep? We're not sure. Well, we need to be faith people. Because faith people, this is the secret, this is the key to our success of living an extraordinary life and not focusing on the junk. It's faith. What's the Bible definition of faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You believe it before you see it. Amen? Funny thing. It wasn't snowing yesterday. Well, myself and Brother Corey were out in the country, and we were talking and saying that when the snow comes, not if the snow comes, it was when the snow comes, weren't we? You know, that's a pretty good assurance right there. We were saying when, you know, it's coming. When the snow comes, and I was talking with Kendra. Because Kendra loves snow. Because she goes, she gets me out of the house, and I go make money. You know, she loves it. She gets a piece. She loves it. Like, she's praying for snow. If you want to know who's praying for snow, it's Miss Kendra. Bless her heart. She's trying to ignore me so bad there in the back right now. It's not working. Look at that face. You know, she's grinning from ear to ear. But it's true. My Lord, she goes in and she's wailing away. Lord, let it snow. We need to get Steve out of the house. He's driving me nuts. Everyone find Luke chapter 10? Now, because we're so awesome, because we can say that because we're created in the likeness of God, point yourself and say, I'm awesome.
I'm awesome.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19, in the NIV. Sorry, Pastor Dave, I messed you up a little bit. NIV. It's such a blessing. My phone, since I've been up here preaching, my phone has rung, I'd say, about a dozen times, people looking for snow clearing. Hallelujah. Any subcontractors out there? Anybody want some work? Shovel? So Luke chapter 10, 19, NIV. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You see, when we're focusing on those storms in our lives, we're not focused on the extraordinary life that God has for us. But you see, this is a part of this extraordinary life that God gave to us. So if we're not focusing, if we are focusing on the storm, and we're not focusing on the Lord, we're missing out on this very important key right here. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Well, what are we talking about here, snakes and scorpions? Well, we're talking about nasty things from the devil. Come on, things that's not from God. Things that are of the devil, the wicked one. Amen? And we put that scripture verse back up there. You guys take it down too fast. Keep that verse up there. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You see, once we quit focusing on the storm and we realize who we are in Christ, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, that we were designed for so much more than this. Come on now. Look what we've been given. That we can kick the devil in the butt. Woo-hoo! So even though you're going through a storm, while you're in the storm, it might suck for a little while. But you can overcome all the power, not some of the power, all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. I love that song, You Can't Touch This. Na, 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 na. You can't touch this. Because that's what you can sing when it comes to the devil. How many of you belong to Jesus? Well, that should be your theme song to the devil. Can't touch this. Da, na, 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 da, na. Can't touch this. All right, good. Now, like I had already said, next little key here. Like I said, Superman can jump over mountains, but we can speak to him and they have to go. Amen. Superman's a pretty cool dude, don't get me wrong. Anyone who got x-ray vision fly around all day long? Pretty cool, don't get me wrong. The only thing is that he's fictional. My superhero is nonfiction. His name is Jesus. And he's given me the power to do all those cool things. Come on now. So we look at Mark 11, 22 to 24. We all know that scripture verse. We write that down in your notes because that's another very important key, is that we have to have faith in God, and we speak to it. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Next verse. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to the mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and does not doubt in their heart but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Some of y'all got to start fighting those mountains, those storms, and start speaking to them and tell them to settle down. Let's keep going here. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it'll be yours. Now, here's a very important tool right here. Remember I talked about that the Lord gives you tools and things that you need so you can get the work done? Well, it's not like a once and done type thing when it comes to Jesus Christ. Okay, Lord, save my soul, make me clean, make me whole, make me all this, make me, you know, blah, 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 blah. Lord's going to wash your sins away, yes. But you're going to have to be the one that's going to change your life. And the way you do it, here we go. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, you have to do something. We've all heard of email. Sit down to your computer and you type it out. Text messaging. We need to do some knee mail. We got to get on our knees and we got to do some praying. We got to talk to the Lord a little bit. Some knee mail. You know what I'm talking about? I remember years ago, you know, my grandfather was a preacher for many, many years, and just hearing some of the stories that those guys would tell. And some of the old guys were real prayer warriors to the point to where their knees and their jeans and their slacks would be completely worn out because they spent hours and hours on their knees praying. You know what? And they seen some awesome moves of God. And I think it's important to get back to that and that we need to spend some time praying, that we need to spend some time getting back on track with that because we're lacking because we're not asking. We're lacking because we're not believing. You listen to me this morning. Here's another cool thing that we got. Mark 16, verse 8. Mark chapter 16, verse 8. Let's see what they got it here. Trembling and bewildered, the woman went down and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. I think that's the wrong scripture verse. It's 18, sorry. I'm going to say, I don't remember a woman being scared. 16, 18. I'm like, wait a minute. 18. It's a, that was just a test right there. There you go. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and they will drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick people, and they will get well. See, this extraordinary life that we have, we were designed to do some great things. We got Jesus on the inside. We're building up our lives. Come on now, we're building Jesus on the inside of us. Well, this is what it's talking about. Once again, we can do things that would otherwise be crazy, but we can get to lay hands on the sick people, and they are going to recover. Amen? We can see miracles, signs, and wonders happen in our lives. That should be an ordinary experience for us. Is that when someone comes to you and says, can you believe with me? Can you pray with me? Sure, I can. You see, boom, things happen. It's exciting to see the miracles and stuff that's taking place in this church. Very cool. All right, let's keep going here. Another point for you, number four. 2 Peter 1, 3. 2 Peter 1, 3. I should have emailed this to you, Pastor Dave. I'm very sorry. You forgive me? I love you, Pastor Dave. You're the man. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Through our knowledge of Him in whom called us His own glory and goodness. God has given us absolutely everything that we need to succeed and be a success in life. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Everything. Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. We have to get to know the Father if we want success. Are you listening to me? You want success in your life? You want more increase in your life? You get to know who the Father is. Who's our Heavenly Father? God, the Lord. If you want success in your life, well, we need to have a relationship with Him. Amen? Number 5 point here. Romans 8, chapter 30. Or 8, chapter 8, verse 30. Oof. Quiet in this place. You guys thinking, looking, writing, sleeping? Some of y'all out shoveling snow, I think. And those He predestined, He also called those He called. He also justified those He justified. He also glorified. We were set apart. We have been called. We have been justified, and we have been glorified in Christ. Are you listening to me this morning? God is on our side. God's got you. God's got us. Just like when Peter was sinking in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Just like when Peter was going down, he stopped focusing on Jesus. Come on now. When he took his eyes off the Lord, he started to sink. Guess what? God got him. Jesus stretched out his hand. So he said, Lord, save me. Boom, gotcha. Same situation, ladies and gentlemen, is that God is for us. God is for us. Woo! We have God on our sides. No, it's okay. We'll go. Now, here's the cool thing. I can keep going on talking about these different things that's in this extraordinary life for us. I can keep going and talking about all the promises that God has for me and you. But that'll take all the fun out of it for you to go home and study your own Bible. You see, we got to get into the Word. We got to go and study. We got to see what the Word of God says about me and you. We got to see, because it's so easy just to focus on the storm. It's so easy just to... And you just feel so sorry for yourself. You're all sitting down. I'm going to sit down too. You feel so bad about yourself. You get into a pity party. Oh, it was me. You know, and just have, and I'm guilty. I'm not making fun of nobody because I'm making fun of myself because this is true. Kendra, don't go telling my secrets. Where are you? Give it up. You quit amen and me through. It's easy for us to get down in the mire, to get down, bogged down, to get stuck in snow, just focus on the negative all the time. My kids are driving me nuts. My job is driving me. My boss is driving me. Pastor Steve has got me drove. My husband, my wife, all those things. It's so easy. You think about all the snowstorm. I'm not getting out of bed this morning. Look at the snow. I'm not going to go to church. I'll go online and watch it. You know, we can try and comfort ourselves and make ourselves feel better. Or we got to deal with the situation head on. Realize that it's already been taken care of anyhow. So we don't have to be worrying and stressing about it. Because God already took care of it over 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross for me and you. That perfect redemptive plan, that plan of salvation, that plan that brought man back onto God. Come on now. That plan that put me and you back together with Christ so that we are connected. We are the body of Christ. We're able to do the things so that we don't have to be stuck down in the negative, but we can be up in the positive, that we can be living that extraordinary life. Come on now. We're not focusing on the storm. We're not focusing on the garbage, but we're focusing on the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, our healer, our provider. Come on. The one, the great I Am. Woo! The man that loves us so much that he gave his life so that we can have a successful life, that we can have a great life. Amen. Amen. All these things. But we miss out on it all if we choose to not focus on the right thing. So I ask you this question. What are you focused on? What's your focus? Where has your focus been? And where does your focus need to be? That's good. We need to think about that. Everyone stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Our focus needs to be on the Lord this morning. The promises of God never changes. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. If God said you're blessed, you're blessed. If God said you're delivered and set free, you're delivered and set free. If God said you're prosperous, then you are. If God said you're going to have a long life, you will. If God said you're the head and not the tail, you are the head. If God said your children are going to grow up strong and they're going to follow Him, they will. And if God said He's going to take care of you, He will. We have to be focused on God. Doesn't matter if you've been a new believer, you just got to know Jesus today, or you've been a believer for the last 60, 70 years. See, a lot of times we forget about these truths. Sometimes we forget about the basics. Sometimes we forget that I don't have to be carrying this stress and this strain. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. There's lots of people stressed out about stuff. There's a lot of people going through battles, going through storms, going through issues, going through trials, going through tribulations. There's a lot of people struggling that's connected to this church. Each and every one of us, we're going to face them. With every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. You're in this place this morning and you say, well, Pastor Steve, you're completely crazy, but what you said sort of made sense. He said, well, you know, I have been struggling. I have had issues in my life. I'm going through a storm right now. And I need Jesus. I need some help. I need to quit this foolishness. I need to quit this garbage thinking. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand right now if that's you. You're going through a struggle. You're going through a storm. You raise your hand. No one looking around. Just raise your hand if that's you. Yeah, I see those hands. I see those hands. Yeah, come on. Come on. You're going through a battle in your life right now. Big or small, it doesn't matter what it is. Come on, raise your hand. There's people in this place. You're going through a battle right now. You got situations. You got whatever it is. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Also, I don't ever like to end the service without making this opportunity as well. If you're in this place this morning or watching online and you need Jesus, because the only way things are going to get better is with the Lord. And if you're in this place and you need Jesus, it's either first time or rededication. You've never said, Lord, I make you my personal Savior. I need you in my life. If you've never said that and you need Jesus, you want Jesus on the inside. You want your life to be successful. You want that extraordinary life. You want to quit focusing on the junk and focus on Jesus. If that's you and you need to rededicate, first time salvation, if that's you, I want you to raise your hand right now. Don't hesitate. Don't worry about it. Raise your hand if that's you. You need, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look, the hands all over this auditorium this morning. Woo! Devil, you're a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Okay, Lord. If you're in this place and you need Jesus, you raise your hand. Now it's time to make that bold statement. It's time to make that bold statement this morning. Jesus never ever was ashamed of you. He never ever turned his back on you. He never will. He loves you. He died for you. He took all your sin, all your sickness, all your disease. Now, if you're in this place and you raised your hand, you should have raised your hand. If you raised it for salvation, and if you raised it because you're going through a storm, I want you to make your way up here right now. Because we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray over you. Come on. Don't be shy. Just people coming. Come on. Come on. Come on. If you raised your hand, those hands raised all over this building. Get up here. Come on. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. If you want someone to come up with you, you grab them by the hand and tell them, hey, take me up there. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, church, those of you that are in your seat, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you just to start praying right now in the name of Jesus. Now, we're all going to pray this prayer together. We're going to all recommit ourselves over to the Lord this morning. We're going to give our hearts to Jesus. And then we're going to deal with some junk. Amen? Everyone in the sound of my voice, if you're watching in TV world, and you need Jesus, you need to rededicate your life to Him, you repeat after me as well. And as soon as you're done, you go ahead, send us a message. Give us a phone call. Do something. Let us know. We got some materials we want to send to you. Now, all you guys that are up here at the front, I want you to look at me for a second. Everyone else in the church, you got your eyes closed and you're praying. Now, all you that are up here at the front, you came up here because you're either dealing with something in your life or you need Jesus in your life. Now, today we're making a decision to follow the Lord. And that we're going to put aside the junk. We're not going to focus on the garbage in our lives anymore. But we're going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We're going to go after the things of God. We're going to focus on God. And then you're going to see increase take place in your life. You're going to see things change in your life. You're going to see miracles happen. You're going to see crazy things happen in your life. Hallelujah. Do you want that? Do you want that this morning? With a sincere heart, let's pray this prayer together. Father God, I love you. I choose to follow you. Thank you for dying for me. Taking away my sin, my sickness, everything bad. Lord, I commit myself to you today, to follow you, to live for you, to go after you, to do what you want me to do, Lord. To follow your call, your plan, your purpose for my life. I love you, Lord. I give you me. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Now, guess what? In heaven right now, the place is going nuts. There's a huge party up in heaven right now for those of you that gave your heart to Jesus and for those of you that rededicated your life. Man, heaven, the angels are up there, man, they're doing the two-step and the three-step, whatever steps they can do, man. They're up there shouting and hollering. But now we got some of you came up here for, you've been dealing with some junk. Now here's the secret. Focus on God. Focus on God. The devil's going to come and try to whisper lies in your ear. He's going to try and get you off your A game. He's going to try and confuse you on different things. Hey, I told you my story. I told you my testimony about this little silly arm thing. The devil was telling me, oh, you're supposed to be a man of faith, and here you are going for surgery. You're in pain all the time. What's wrong with you? You got all these other things wrong with you. What's wrong with you? Who do you think you are? Ha, ha, ha. You don't deserve to be up there. You don't deserve this. You're devil's a liar. Because like I said, you might be going through that storm, but miracles still happen. Things still happen. The storm was raging, and Jesus and Peter was walking on the water. The storm was raging, but they were still out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, let's just stretch our hands towards heaven. Father God, I pray for each person that is here this morning. And Father God, you see the situations in their life. You see the storms they're facing. But Lord, we thank you right now that today is a new day. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And the Father God, they've chose to follow you, and Lord, they're casting their cares upon you right now. You just talk to the Lord, and you just give that junk over to him right now. Everybody in this place, you're dealing with stuff, you just give it to the Lord. You just use your mouth. You just speak it out to him. You just talk to him right now. Father God, we just cast our cares upon you right now. Lord, we give you us. We're not going to worry about it. You know the storm that we're in, but miracles still happen. We know that the storm we're in, but we know that we're getting through it, that it is done in the name of Jesus. We know that there might be a storm and it's raging and the wind is blowing and it might look bleak. But Father God, we're looking at you. We're focused on you today. Yes! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just receive that, ladies and gentlemen. Just receive it right now. Just tell the Lord. Just thank him for it. Thank him for looking after you. Thank him for his blessings. Yes! Yes! Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Woo! Everyone look at me for a second. How you feeling? You got the power on the inside of you. You got Jesus on the inside of you. With that comes the Holy Spirit. And man, you're huge inside. Your spirit man's in doing backflips. Some of you can feel that on the inside right now. You can feel the warm fuzzies on the inside of your belly. You feel those things? Well, that's the Holy Spirit in there, and he's working on you. He's doing some stuff. Woo! It's exciting, the feeling that you got right now. The Lord is doing things in your life. So no matter what the situation is, no matter how bleak it might look, we just have to focus on the Lord. We just make sure that we're holding fast to what he has said, to his promises, to those keys, those things that he's given us. Superman is pretty cool. Jesus is better. We have those blessings. We have that power. We have the authority because we are King's kids and we belong to him. Well, let's just shout a praise tonight. Today, let's just thank him. Let's just praise him for 30 seconds. Come on. Yes, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Father, for what you've done. And Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you for increase. We thank you for blessings, Lord. We thank you for all these good spiritual things you have for us, Father. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! 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 Yes! 30 more seconds. Let's praise him. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's just thank him. Come on. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I made it out to church this morning. Amen. A bit of snow is not going to stop us. We're the chosen frozen. Hallelujah. Come on. It doesn't matter how deep the snow is or how much is snowing or raining or whatever it is. We're going to be here. Amen. We're going to see what God's going to do. We forget the storms. We focus on Jesus. Amen. Well, hopefully you got something out of this morning. And if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, we have something that we want to give to you. So don't disappear too quick. Pastor Dave will grab those things he's got for you. And so just stay up here real quick. You accepted the Lord. And once again, those of you that tuned in online, you accepted Jesus, go ahead, give us a call, shoot us an email, do whatever. Let us know. We want to send you something this morning. We love each and every one of you. Well, guys, give yourself a big hand for being so awesome. And you guys are dismissed.